trying to get, I didn't bring any of the. Starting the year off with that.
Good morning. Welcome to our first meeting, January the 7th of 2014.
I don't think so.
Glad to greet Christmas and New Year's, and we're ready to get started, back to work again. Mr. Lawson, the agenda, any corrections or changes?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome back, council. Today, we can amend the agenda. I've been made aware we can strike under Hal Godwin wastewater agreements A and B. Other than that, no changes.
We will have a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson. Oh, yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Delaware Code's Title IX, Section 7002E requires the council to elect its officers at its first regularly scheduled meeting in January. We're at that point in time in the agenda, and I would ask what the pleasure of council is.
Could I make a motion have Mr. Mike Vincent remain as our president?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to have Michael Vincent serve as president for County Council for 2014. We will take the vote. Mrs. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Motion passes.
He's demanding a recount.
Lucky you.
President Vincent, thank you.
Entertained a motion for the office of vice president.
I'd like to move that Mr. Sam Wilson continue to serve in his very able capacity as vice president of the Sussex County Council.
And I'll second that because I know how much money we're saving by keeping these two gentlemen on the top of our letterheads.
Right.
It's the only reason I'm voting this.
Motion and a second. Have any question on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have appointments. I think everybody should have a piece of paper that they enlisted in front of you, the board and committee appointments. Mm-hmm. Someone wants to make a motion to continue those positions as they are on that list, or whatever you want to do. It's up to you.
I will move that we approve the appointments as provided to us on the list. It may be worth reading them into the motion, so
sure.
Press. Delaware League of Local Governments, Mr. Mike Vincent will be representing us. The National Association of County Governments, NACO, will be Mr. George Cole. The Sussex Conservation District Board will be Mr. Sam Wilson. The Sussex County Airport Committee will be Sam Wilson. The Sussex County Land Trust will be Joan Dever and Vance Phillips. Should I include our legal appointments
sure.
in this motion?
Yes.
For the Board of Adjustments and Sussex County Council, the Law Office of Moore and Rupp, and Planning and Zoning Commission will be the Law Office of Griffin and Hackett.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
The only thing is I'll offer my services as an alternate to Mr. Wilson on the Sussex Conservation District Board if you wish to have those services.
Do we have all? I don't think we have alternates, do we? Or do, that's a question.
Just want to show my interest.
Oh, no, thank you for that. Yeah, I'm asking Mr. Lawson, do we have alternates?
I don't know that there's an alternate position in
a
that.
Mm-hmm.
I could certainly find out for you. It's not something that we would regularly appoint.
Right.
I will look into it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I believe we can send anybody at any time.
Well, it's a public meeting, right, so anyone right, can
but,
attend.
But somebody could represent the county
sure.
and just
Sam
make
would
the,
there
yeah,
certainly, yes.
Right.
I guess the
that.
Issue of voting rights would be what's at stake.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be something from the council, yes. Okay. Any more questions or comments? Now we'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Rules of procedure. Council rules of procedure, and I think, Mr. Moore, these are the same rules that we adopted last January, with the exception of we did make an amendment somewhere in the middle of the year.
Yes, yes, we did, and that
it shows
language,
here under item, what, 10.6?
Is correct.
You want to read that in, just so everybody's aware?
Yes, and this language, 10.6, prior to any land use public hearing, the county attorney or presiding officer shall read the following. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. As you correctly indicated, Mr. Vincent, this was already passed by the council this past year, and it's been inserted in 10.6 and then renumbering after that.
Right. Okay. Any questions on the rules procedure?
I have a question.
Deaver.
Under posting of meeting notes.
Posting of
if
meeting
we
notes.
Have a meeting, which is public, but it's, say, for instance, something we needed to meet about the budget. How are the public going to know that we're meeting, say, in a different building? This is, you know, over and above or in addition to our regular meeting. Is that, is it just posted here on the, people have to come in here and see it on the wall or what?
Well, the state law requires certain public notice requirements for the open meeting FOIA regulations. Regular meetings are posted on our website and also outside in the hallway. 7 days in advance, location,
okay.
Time. If we have a special meeting where county council business is conducted, that's abnormal. And when that would happen, I would assume we would also have to post that like a regular meeting. And that would require a seven-day notice if there is a quorum present and we conduct county business.
Post where?
Well, we certainly have to post where we regularly post it here in
right.
the hallway.
That's the place to look. Or it may or may not be on the web. It definitely will be on the website.
We are required to post it here
right.
at the county administration
right.
building 7 days in advance.
Right, that's your requirement.
That's our requirement.
Uh-huh.
But our practice is also to post notices of meetings on the website as well.
Maybe we could improve on that in the future. I don't have any ideas right now, but I may have some later. Thank you.
I will make.
Mr. Phillips.
I don't. With that said, I'll make a motion to approve the new and improved rules of procedure with the Sussex County Council.
Second. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Minutes, we had minutes of December 3rd, December 10th. Any corrections, additions, or changes to those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have numerous thank you notes for funding of different organizations, and I'll just read a list of what some of these are. And the first is from the Ronald McDonald House. Also from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware, and also from the Catholic Charities, Sussex County, Sussex Community Crisis Housing, Inc., Rehoboth Concert Band, Reading Assist Institute, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Delaware, Inc. There was another letter from Ronald McDonald House, KSI, and the Bridgeville Senior Center.
Any correspondence from council?
I get correspondence,
Deaver.
But not on things where I have a vote.
Okay.
Other issues like the chicken plant, but I don't have a vote.
Administrator, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is the recognizing the employee of the year, Ms. Jennifer Norwood of the Planning and Zoning Department. Jennifer was awarded the 2013 Employee of the Year at our annual Mildred King Luncheon in December. This is the first time council has met, so we can recognize her today. Jennifer has worked for Sussex County since 1991. She began her career as a clerk in assessment and is currently a clerk for in planning and zoning. Employees describe her as a hard worker, very intelligent, and a quick learner. She's been a blessing in disguise in her duties as a recording secretary to the Board of Adjustment. The board and the assistant county attorney are grateful that she is present to record and prepare the minutes of the public hearings. She always helps others and never hesitates to volunteer and assist, whether it is reviewing regulations, answering questions, explaining sections of the code, learning new procedures and programs, or moving files and furniture. When she performs the duty, it is always done well. Jennifer was nominated by Lawrence Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning, and again, she was awarded the award for the 2013 Employee of the Year in December at our Mildred King Luncheon. Congratulations, Jennifer. We have a plaque here for you. And a picture up.
She doesn't move the files and furniture, does she?
All by herself.
Gosh, she better not.
Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Get a photo up here for you.
Looks nice. That'll be a good picture.
Sam's glasses are in.
Okay.
In my jacket, I think.
Okay. I'm up next. After this. No, I'll get them.
You're up next.
I'm up next. Can you get them?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I think they're in my jacket.
I'd have to come back here again. Reshoot.
Again, thank you for all you do. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And if you want to say 15, 20 minutes with me.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jenny. Congratulations.
No speech.
There you go.
Next item of business is the administrator's report for January 7th, 2014. Item number one, attached, please find the call statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for November 2013. There were 13,488 total calls handled in the month of November. Of those 911 calls, 77% were made from wireless phones. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for November, there were 3,813 total traffic arrests, 927 total criminal arrests. Of that, 332 were felony and 595 were misdemeanor criminal arrests, bringing the total hours on duty spent, 38% were spent on criminal investigations. That is all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Since there is no change in leadership at the council, the bank account resolutions will remain the same, and there are no action necessary on this item.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good.
Cindy Green, Register of Wills.
Thank you, George.
Good morning, Mr. President and council, and a special good morning to my councilman, Sam Wilson. We have been praying for you and Helen in your recovery, so it's
Thank
really
you.
Good to see
Thank
you here
you.
This morning.
It's been much needed, and I think
yes,
in fact, many. I want to give thanks to many people that's taken part, all of my staff, and all those, especially Todd delivering me a special letter. What a lift up that was that bring that been signed by many, many people here in the council, and it's just been a blessing. It's just, it's really a trying time. I thought I'd get better a lot faster than I did, but it would not be 8 weeks Monday since my chest was cut open and opened back and taken my heart out and was stopped and added veins to it from my legs and quite an operation. Glad I didn't know everything going into it. In fact, I had no intention. I thought it was just a bypass. That's what I went for. I end up with a major heart surgery. But they say when I get over it, I get well, I'll be like a new man. So look out for me. I'll be a new man one of these days. But that's the day I'm an old man. But it's
you're
good to be back.
Good,
it's, good to, it's good to be back.
You're
it's,
looking good.
It's good to see you, Cindy. Thanks for the prayers.
I'm glad that you're here today.
Yeah.
I'm Cindy Green, Register of Wills for here in Sussex County, and we're here today for our lease agreement. Our current lease has expired, and the new agreement will be a higher rate at $10 per square foot. The rent covers all of our expenses on page 5 of the contract. It covers everything except we pay the telephone up and above our rent. The rent is competitive at $10 a square foot for space on the circle. Our attorney has reviewed the contract, and you should have a copy. The space we rent works well in terms of location on the circle. We work under Chancery Court and the legal community. Some of them visit our office on a daily basis. So location is important for us for serving our customers. The space we have there is sufficient. We are working on scanning, and over the next 5 years, we're working on downsizing. But right now, we do require a lot of space for the work that we do. Ms. Jennings has verified the money is in the budget, and we generate enough money, enough revenue to cover the extra cost. So I'm not asking to raise any taxes or fees to cover this expense. I would suggest over the next 5 years that the council would consider moving the Register of Wills to this building. Currently, two other row offices are here, the Clerk of the Peace and the Recorder of Deeds. We work a lot with the Recorder of Deeds, a lot of the same customers, and it would work well for those we serve for us to be closer to the Recorder of Deeds. As we're working towards downsizing, we won't require as much storage for our files. We'll work towards downsizing, and if you would consider space for us at some point in time, we would welcome moving over to this building and saving the rent of $24,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So I'll work with you to do that.
Do you have a motion for us?
I have a motion. If there are any more concerns or questions for me, I have a motion. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the lease with the State of Delaware to occupy 2,376 square feet of the Sussex County Courthouse Annex in the amount of $23,760 per year.
Entertain a motion.
So I'll make it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. I'll second, sir. Mr. Cole. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes, I just want to say that it's good that you're able to do this without raising any fees, and it sounds like you're really working very hard to make that office a 21st century office. Thank you.
Mr. Wilson.
It's good to know you're on top of it.
Thank you.
I vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mike Izzo and Golden Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Balance and change order.
Good morning. Just the one item that Mr. Vincent referred to. This was the final contract of our Angola Sanitary Sewer District project. Basically, we had taken over an existing subdivision that had been served by artesian wastewater. We had money set aside to modify the two existing pumping stations to bring them up to county standards, as well as we had about 2,000 feet of sewer line to serve about six homes that are located along Herring Creek. I have a balancing change order. It's a credit in the amount of $309.91. It balances the quantities of the contract, and we also purchased an additional pump because during the process of constructing this project, we started experiencing problems with one of the pumps and one of the pump stations we were working on. So we add an additional pump. But nonetheless, we have a credit change order of $309, and I have a motion that I can read.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order one for Sussex County Project 11-11, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, be approved at the credit amount of $309.91, which decreases the total contract to $137,396.09, pending the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
I'll make the motion. Bring us more credit.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. John Ashman, proposed Herring Creek Sewer District and Herring Creek Water District.
Did you catch any herring on herring today? Herring Creek froze over this morning, Mr. Ashton.
What's that?
I said Herring Creek froze over this morning.
I don't know. I didn't come by that way. Pepper Creek was looking a little frosty on the edges, I will tell you that.
Wasn't doing much boating.
I have two items on my agenda today, one, and I'll kind of provide the information together, and then I have two separate motions that will require action if you so desire. The two items, request for permission to prepare and circulate petitions to submit the question, first, of establishing a sanitary sewer district for the Herring Creek area, and second, establishing a water district for the Herring Creek area.
The area is in our environmentally sensitive developing area and is in an area where the county has plans to install central sewer. The engineering department's received several letters and phone calls from communities in the area requesting we review the possibility of county sewer and a water project. And the engineering department mailed out sort of a straw ballot to several communities asking their residents of their opinion on both a water and a sewer district. The polling letters sort of showed minimal interest in establishing a water district. However, the community of Winding Creek Village, which is right down here along the water, they have requested that we do a little more research into providing water for that community. Therefore, we'd like to circulate petitions to find out if there is definitely an interest from them in doing the water district. I've been working with Heather Warren from Delaware Health and Social Services. They've been monitoring some wells in the community. And of those being monitored, there's high nitrates and chloride, they think possibly from saltwater intrusion. For the sewer district boundary, we've reviewed the results of the previous polling letter, and the results directed us to include the communities of Herring Creek Estates and Pinewater Farms and those areas adjacent. We've also included those parcels along Banks Road from Route 24, from Route 24 to Winding Creek Village. And in order, that's basically to create a sensible boundary to connect the two properties. We have been in contact with the owner of several of the properties along Banks Road that currently have CPCNs. These are the areas you see crosshatched here. They were proposed to be part of something with Baywood or Tunnel in the future. We have an agreement with them to include them in the sewer district to maintain a contiguous path. However, we agreed not to provide capacity or require connection or charge any fees for these parcels. Upon the approval of this request, we will circulate petitions to the area shown on the maps and use those results to establish a proposed final boundary to present at a public hearing. At that point, we will review any new requests from residents for inclusion or exclusion and establish a final boundary. We will then present that final boundary to council with a request for permission to take to a referendum vote. Depending on the rate of return for the valid petitions, we are planning a public hearing early in 2014 and a referendum spring, summer of 2014. Any questions?
I have a question. I'm trying to understand something you said here. In this area you're discussing, did you tell us that these people have private wells for the most part?
For, I think all of it has private wells.
Okay, and that you're finding nitrates and what was it, chloride? What was the other?
Chloride.
Chloride. Just chloride.
I think that's what you said.
Do you know the levels? I mean, is it higher than?
I do have the levels. I'm not sure exactly.
I just was wondering how serious this is.
Apparently, from talking to the owners, it's undrinkable water. A lot of them are hauling water or buying water. They're not actually using it, what's on the facilities. And I think some of those are right along this edge. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Phillips? You go ahead.
Where is the Wannandale wastewater treatment
up
facility?
There.
How far
on this map?
Quarter mile, 2 miles, 5 miles?
I'm guessing over and up. We're probably 4 to 5 miles, I would say.
And how does this CPCN, that part of this yellow area?
This section right here. Yeah, this is Baywood right here. We have to pass it. We need a pump station down at Winding Creek, so we'll pass it with a force main. We could do this as a separate area and this as a separate area, but instead of doing two referendums, if we include those parcels, we can do it as one referendum vote. That's our proposal this time. If we find negative impact from up in here, it may still go down to a...
And our authority trumps the CPCN authority that... I guess the owners of that would be the Baywood?
With this having a CPCN, we cannot serve it.
Unless you get permission.
Unless they relinquish the CPCN.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
There you go.
More questions, Mr. Wilson?
I was just wondering where the chloride come from, to start with.
Where's the chloride coming from?
Yeah.
From Delaware Health and Social Services, they're saying possible saltwater intrusion, I'm guessing from the Guinea Creek. Yeah.
So it's natural.
That's not going to get any better.
They're assuming it's natural. No, I don't, I don't know.
That's their assumption. They've been monitoring for about 2 months, 3 months, I guess.
I assume what, you know, they're saying what they're saying.
Yeah. Any more questions of the council?
I just wonder, we're not, I don't know what our position is. If we offer them public water that would supposedly be very clean, hopefully, and we know that their wells are not, you're saying the water's not drinkable. I'm just wondering what kind of...
Well, we're thinking by the recirculation of petitions, we may find out the extent of what water is not drinkable.
Okay.
You know, we're hearing from the board of Winding Creek Village, but, you know, is it five people on the board that have problems and the whole other community does not? We don't, we're hoping the petition results will...
Do we remain in any way responsible for their health?
If we don't do it?
How would you
say
that?
I keep thinking about, you know, certain areas in the county that we know have, there's groundwater pollution, and I'm just wondering, I'm looking at our liability.
I guess if they hold a vote and they vote not to go for it,
I'm looking at
they're kind of
so you have that, that's a good, I see what you're saying. You have that in writing. That's a good thing.
Now, Baywood has a water,
correct,
central water system.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any conversation with them? Because I know I have a property, and I'm outside the city limits of Bethany Beach, but I have Bethany Beach water, and I think Bethany Beach has provided water to the Salt Pond, which is not in the city limits, and, you know, there's situations like that around the county. Since they've already got a system set up, is it possible to...
We talked
if there's any, because it's a money-making, yeah, I mean, it's a business, and there'd be an opportunity to get more customers.
Right. So. We haven't went too crazy till we know what's going on, but we have talked to Baywood. Mm-hmm. They headed us in the direction of Tidewater, who actually has a pipe farther down Banks Road, down this direction. We've talked to Tidewater. They've given us a proposal to put a pipe the up Banks Road to the entrance of Herring Creek, and we could valve that where we pay... Everything that comes out of Winding Creek Village would be sort of a bill to the county. We looked at the county putting the infrastructure in Winding Creek, and
well, you're talking about, you're just talking about water now.
Water just water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep, just
mm-hmm.
water. We've reviewed some numbers. I don't know that we were convinced 100% that that's the way we would go. There is the option of the county putting in a well.
Is there any evidence of any of these communities approaching any of the water suppliers, the private water suppliers? Any evidence that they've reached out to Tidewater or?
I think the people from Winding Creek Village, when we met with them, they were pretty animate in the fact that they would rather be a county-run system.
They're looking for the dollars and cents, I'm sure. The cost,
I would think so, because it's going to be, if they definitely go with sewer and water, it's going to be quite an impact to the people that aren't used to having a bill.
Does it make any sense to ask those other entities if they'd like to put a dollar figure on their proposals for these
as
folks?
Far as water?
I guess water, but...
Yeah, I mean, they've given us costs of what it would be for us to purchase bulk water off of them, for the county to purchase bulk water, and then we maintain the customers and the billing and everything.
But there's no opportunity for wastewater?
No, they don't. I don't think anybody else has wastewater.
Okay.
That would do service there.
Now, one more question. If we have this knowledge that the water from the wells, as you say, is undrinkable, is there an overall agency that we're responsible to report to?
I mean,
just keep that information to ourselves. So what do we do with it?
Mr. Zhu, come on down.
I mean, Delaware Health and Social Services is actually monitoring the wells,
so they're involved.
So they know there is an
good
issue.
That's
right.
What I wanted
we're
to
we're already
know
in the water business in Dewey Beach, and we have there are public health drinking standards that we have to adhere to, and we test those. You know, there's a schedule test that we have to do at the well and in the system. So all that infrastructure is already in place for us to properly operate the system.
Thank you.
And Mike, while you're there, we've only got one water district?
We have the industrial park,
but
which is kind of county-owned.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Dewey Beach Water District is the one where we actually send out bills to the residents.
And we buy the water?
In that case, we buy the water. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Bulk water from the city of Rehoboth.
But your overall assessment, have a good of a... I know we've always had a good, I think, good reports on our sewer service.
Right.
What we do. How about on that particular... Has there been problems over the years? I mean, what are the issues that, if there's any issues that the council should be concerned about getting in the water business.
We haven't had many problems. Most of our problems result from the transient people being here in the summer, leaving in the water. They don't winterize their property. They, you know, they leave and go home and forget about their property, and water lines break like today. I'm sure we had some water line breaks in Dewey Beach. But we've been pretty good at the water business. We would buy, the way we're thinking about setting this up is we would potentially buy bulk water from a user or provider like Tidewater. They already have wells in the area and they're treating it. The other option is if we thought it was cheaper, we could sink our own well. I suspect the first alternative will probably be the cheapest option. Again, we're in a situation because of the way the state law is set up. We can go in and set up a water district and we can mandate that everybody connects. If Tidewater or Artesian go in there, all they can do is do it on a voluntary basis. Mm-hmm. So that makes it difficult for the cost. You know, if you only get buy-in from the 25% of the population mm-hmm. of Winding Creek, then obviously the costs are only going to be spread out over fewer users, and it's hard to make it cost effective. But, you know, just word of mouth, what we're hearing at Winding Creek is most everybody does not have good water.
I know you know that as council people, we get a lot of complaints about commercial water and sewer rates. So that's why I'm asking these questions.
Right.
People like to have a little choice.
Well, that's why we're, you know, we'll go through and we'll evaluate rates and we'll have a referendum process that will present the rates and the people get the opportunity to vote whether they want to be part of it or not.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. More questions to council?
No.
You have motions, sir?
I do. I have two motions, actually. Just to sort of keep ourselves on board. First one we'll do, be it moved that Sussex County Council approve the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and circulate petitions to submit the question of organizing a water district for Herring Creek area as presented on January 7th, 2014 to a referendum vote.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote yes. If they decide that they want it, we have the ability to serve them, as Mr. Izzo said, then there'd be no problem, it sounds like, if we want to continue to expand our water service.
Mr. Wilson?
My vote is yes, and I also want them to know it's their responsibility because the natural disaster there is more so than left up to them than it is up to us mm-hmm. to pay that bill.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next motion, sir.
Be it moved the Sussex County Council approve the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and circulate petitions to submit the question of organizing a sanitary sewer district for the Herring Creek area as presented on January 7, 2014 to a referendum vote.
We move.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion?
Again, with respect to the sanitary sewer district, if there is any possibility of finding others that could provide that service, getting proposals from them, I think would be wise. I don't know that that's certainly not part of your motion, but it is something that has been heavy on my mind.
Why? Why are we responsible for that?
I'm just saying if we could partner with someone else that is in the sanitary sewer business to reduce the cost to these folks, I think it would be a good thing.
Well, who decides what it's going to cost the consumer?
Our engineering department works on that.
Yeah. We have control over what the costs are to the consumer, even though we're partnering with a commercial company?
That's what I'm interested in. I'm not sure what your question is.
I'm interested in costs that people have
too.
To pay.
Well, I think that's his motion, is competition. I think that's what he's saying. So, in other words,
a separate idea.
It's always good to have competition.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Will you bring to us? I guess I can't.
Oh, go ahead. Did you have a question? Which question?
The vote is underway. We should continue to vote.
Okay. No more questions. Okay.
I'll vote yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Grant request.